It's time for the GizWiz with man's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1985, recorded Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Doodles and noodles. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has some what the heck is it? We also have a remarkable gadget for you, plus another of my crappy discounted gadgets, and a little bit of news about an extra crappiness, all coming up next on The GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is, the tortured poet of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great.
Tell us about your shirt.
Oh, TTPD, the Tortured Poets Department, as I teased last week.
Ooh, wow.
It has been released. It is the best Taylor Swift album. Other people think they're so cool releasing albums with 12 tracks. Taylor just releases them with 31 instead.
Oh, my God.
She released the album.
How much does an album cost that has 31 tracks?
Well, it is so funny because nowadays most people will stream. So to them, it doesn't matter one way or another how many tracks there are. They're just excited about the number because they're going to stream it on Spotify. And then if you bought on a CD or a vinyl, those can kind of, the CD is a typical price, like the $12.99, $13.99, but the vinyl's kind of.
Even with all those tracks?
Yeah. Yeah. They put like three CDs in there or something. I guess the new CDs have a lot of space. I don't know. Honestly, I've never bought a CD in my recent years. I have not bought a CD in the last 10 years.
Wow.
Now the vinyls though, they get real expensive. Those will be like $50, $60 for.
That's a lot of vinyl for 31
that's
tracks.
That's the thing. A lot of vinyl. Now, how she released this and how a lot of artists will release kind of in this new age of music is there's an album, the album that she announced, the Tortured Poets Department, is 16 tracks. And so all the vinyls that she sold, all the pre-releases, all the stuff she pre-sold and shipped the day it came out, only has 16 tracks on it. And then at 2 a.m., it was a surprise release of a second album, which is the anthology version of the Tortured Poets Department. So it'll be the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology. And that has that version of the album has the 31 tracks on it. So it has the extra tracks. So everyone bought the version of the album that only has 16 tracks on it. That's kind of how they do it. So probably that anthology album, whenever it releases, is going to be even more expensive than the current vinyls that are already around $50. So, listen, the music industry has figured out how to just vacuum the money out of fans, okay? The merch, the album, she released four different albums of this other album, and now she's released a double album. And there's probably going to be variants of that, and there's also exclusive versions. It's almost impossible to own every release of a thing anymore.
Yeah. She moved into billionaire like a month ago.
Yes.
Yeah, she did. So.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Hey, a little bit of scheduling change here on the GizWiz.
Yes,
next week, we will be recording the live show on Monday. So come on down to gizwiz.tv Monday, same time, just different day. And that schedule change will be reflected at the top of the website. Also, because of that change, that has thrown the crappy corner into disarray. Because originally, next recording would have been on Thursday in the new month. But because it's on Monday, I've decided I really like the sales category. So we're going to do an extra sales crappy corner on Monday. And then the patrons will get to choose the next theme for the episode after that one.
Perfect. So, perfect. Yeah. And no Giz Fizz next week.
No Giz Fizz next week.
I'm doing a lot of recording for a museum, and I have a family affair to go to.
Fun.
I did something new, at least new for me, is I had to return something to Amazon, and it's the first time it came up with, do you have the original manufacturer's box it came in?
Oh.
And I clicked yes, and it said, would you like a label-less return either at the food place, I forgot, they're a part of Whole Foods, or UPS or Staples. I have Staples 2 blocks away. I said Staples. And they just sent me a barcode, and I brought the box in. You don't pack it. You don't do anything. You don't stick a label in the box. They just scan the code on your phone, take the box, and pack it themselves.
Isn't that always so nice?
Yeah,
and
then
it.
You get a 15% coupon.
Oh, you did at Staples?
Yes. Oh. It used to be better. It used to be $10 off anything over $30.
Oh, wow.
But actually, if you're buying something big, although at the bottom of the thing, there's a block of text that probably says not valid on anything you could really use.
Right.
You know,
excluding any merchandise from the store.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I've had that experience at Kohl's a few times where you just hand over the thing and here's my barcode. It is so much nicer than
it's great
figuring out. It's almost as nice as just returning a thing to a normal store. It's just
store. Back in the old days.
It's just that nice.
If it has a battery in it, you don't have to paste the battery warning sticker on the box. No, it's great. It's great. So that was good. That is now available at Staples.
That's great. Okay, let's jump into some gadgets.
Let's jump into stuff. Okay, you like gadgets, you need batteries, and you might want to have this.
Do you have a lot of batteries? I do. Okay, batteries. Batteries. There's one on another case on the floor with batteries. And then I have another box with battery
that's
testers.
Actually more batteries than I expected.
Okay. This is just three of ten battery testers.
So I read about a new battery tester and I had to buy it. Let me put these over here. It's DIYful. Okay. And it has like 8,600 ratings and I think it got 4.6 stars. So it comes with a battery. Okay, if you don't have a battery to test, it comes with a battery. Oh, their own brand of battery. Okay. And what I like about the idea here is that the battery tester has its own power. So the reading should be truer because it's not using your battery power to move the gauge. I have no idea if that's true or not, but sounds good to me. And I like the gauge on it, judging from the photos. All right. So basically, it looks like D's, C's, triple A's, D's, 9 volts.
It looks professional.
Doesn't it?
9 volts here, some smaller. I don't know what they are. Okay. So
do you need to test the battery before you put the battery in?
Yes, I was going to do that, but I figured.
Oh, yeah, it's all in Japanese.
We got to make sure it's all in Chinese. I said Japanese. It's all in Chinese.
Not really.
Oh, there's one diagram in English.
So the battery can only go in one way. Spring is always the ground. So we'll put that in there. Well, you know, let's just test some batteries here. Oh, here's a 9-volt from Amazon. My guess is most of these are dead. So let's see. We'll start with a 9-volt from Amazon. And this is the 9-volt switch up here.
And no way does it say plus or minus on it. It just says 9V. And then I figured one of those looks a bit bigger than the other.
Oh, okay. This, can you believe it? This is still good. Is that clear in the camera, Dennis?
So you can't see it.
Yeah. Okay. No shadow. Oh, look at that. So this is pretty good. Oh, I like, you know, I like this. I can keep that. Okay. And let's see. Double A's must be here. So there's a big spring here for the negative and the spring. This is a really good. So there's a lot of pressure on the battery. Let's try that one. Looks like this one is just dead. What happened is I did not put the door back on.
Oh, it popped.
And this battery was falling out. So now this is a fully charged double A. And the other one that I thought was dead is so-so.
Right, 80,
so. I do like this gauge. All right. Poor.
That's nice.
Weak. Good. And as good as it gets. I forgot about button batteries, okay? Like CR2025s and CR2032s. So that this is a little spring loaded, guys. So you put the battery on here and press down on it. And this one is full up. And for those really annoying tiny little 1.5 volt cells, button batteries, you put it in.
Oh!
The positive is up. Usually the back of the battery has the plus sign on it. Push it down, and let me get my hand out of the way. And this one is still good. Now, this I totally don't understand. I don't know how you charge these batteries, because I don't get it. It's negative and positive. So the battery
tester
points,
what?
I didn't understand. I understand them now.
These
are for CRV3 batteries, where one side is negative and the other side is positive. So by putting it on those two points, it'll test the battery for you. So that's pretty neat. The biggest battery I have is a D, and this has been sitting on a shelf. Wow. It's been sitting on a shelf for a long time. And it still is fully charged. I like that. And how much power do I have? Let me see. Okay. Whoa. I am fully charged.
Fully charged. Energizer battery is, definitely the vibe.
Yeah.
That is interesting. I like the display. I think that.
I do too. And so also. Great. The testing the button batteries is pretty easy.
Yeah, just shove it on there, and it can.
Yeah, I've been using like a voltmeter trying to get the negative and positive, and this tiny little.
You're right. I have one here. Let me just on this right here. This side, I saw you had that too.
I had that too.
And putting it will do a button, but it is. It's like sandwiching a nickel between, like, it's so difficult to get it just right.
Yes, and the slider is not particularly good. It sort of jams and, yeah.
It's like some crummy plastic. It's not very, yeah, I 100% agree. That's nice.
Oh, this afternoon, and now the 20% off disappeared.
Oh, it's still there. I can't find my mouse, though. Here we go. There we are. 20%.
Oh, okay. Oops. So it brings it down to 13 something.
Yeah. I think that's a good price. I think that's a very good price for that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Now we just need to find you an organizer of battery testers. And then... that's the only thing we need to find out.
I really have about 10 of them. So far, I like this one the best. Mainly because instead of good, you know, dead, fair, good, you have a sort of an indication of how much power might be in there.
It's like a digital clock versus an analog clock. Sometimes it's just nice
there
to
you go.
Exactly know versus like... Okay, yeah. Where's this little needle? Okay, it's kind of in the green, but it's on the edge
yes,
of the yellow.
No, exactly.
I'm not sure. I agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah, but $13.59 it comes to. So that's pretty good.
It's very good. Okay, wow. I took over.
Yes, it's coming over. Yes,
I did.
Extra.
I have an extra, so let's have it. How do you feel about e-ink technology?
EV technology?
E-ink technology.
Oh, e-ink. You know, I don't even have a reader or anything.
You don't have a Kindle or anything.
That's fine.
I'm going to show you what, honestly, if you're wanting an e-ink option, this is really it. Here we go.
Today, we are taking a look at the Remarkable 2. Here is the whole gadget. This is an e-ink notebook device. So it's really great for actually writing on. You can see the one that I got. I got the Remarkable 2 with the Marker Plus.
Oh my goodness.
So it was $450. It does have a cheaper option, much cheaper, about $50 cheaper, for basically the same thing, except that this pen doesn't have a built-in eraser. So this one, this little eraser part, will actually work as an eraser. So let me show you kind of what you might use this for. Let's say I'm in a meeting and I want to take some quick notes. I can click this sort of quick sheets button, and this will open up a blank spot for me to just start writing on. So I can write Giz Whiz. And one thing that is impressive is just using an e-ink device to write on is just really, really cool. I hadn't had a lot of experience doing that. And it works really fast. It works really great. It feels like you're just writing on paper, which is really, really awesome. And the next thing is that the e-ink display is kind of crazy. Obviously, there's no backlight. This device doesn't have any backlight built in at all. So if I was in a dark room, I could not read the screen. But where this soars is in basic, like, everyday home lighting, but also direct sunlighting. I mean, it looks just like paper. The other thing that's shocking is the resolution. I mean, this is just really, really high resolution screen. I really can barely tell pixels apart. And so I'm just really, really impressed with the quality of the screen, the responsiveness, and all that. So now, e-ink aside, this has just been a really, really fun device to just kind of take my notes. So, you know, I might say review the gadget. I could also, you know, make a drawing if I wanted to. I can also add some text. So if I wanted to, I could say up here, say good things. And you've probably noticed this is a touch screen, which was really, really shocking to me. I had not seen an e-ink screen that was also a touch screen. So I can come in here, make some changes. I can come in here and organize it or add an extra page. These notes are really nice because they can just continue to scroll. So I can just continue to add, you know, extra things onto my notes, continue to scroll, continue to take notes. And of course, it's endless because it's electronic. You can also do some fun things like zoom out if you need to see more of your note, or even do the opposite, which is, you know, zoom in. Now, you'll notice it is a bit, this type of pinching to zoom is a little bit not that great. I've had a few issues with kind of trying to get that multi-touch gesture. But you can also write in different types of utensils. So what's the right? Different type of mediums. So there's a paintbrush.
Oh, yeah.
We have, this one's a marker. It shows different colors. Like I could choose red. This is only a black and white screen, so it's going to kind of do a gray tone. You can connect this through, you know, just the cloud and get all of these files that you're creating. The other thing that's really, really nice is to read and to use this as a reading tablet. And it can take any type of, you know, or it can take those book formats and format this just like a normal book with normal text, very easy to read. And then you would just swipe left or right to go to another page. I have found this to be just an absolutely incredible tool for learning, for taking notes, for reading. And I really, really, really enjoyed, honestly, way more than I thought that I would using this Remarkable. I've had it for about a month now. And it's one of the things that I always want in my backpack if I'm going to go get some work done. One final thing. is that it does, the pin magnetically attaches to the side there. There's a lock button on the top that when you click it, it'll just, you know, lock the screen. And because it's e-ink, it's using very little power, kind of all the time. It's incredibly thin, and there's one USB-C charging port on the bottom. The battery has lasted incredibly long, at least a week, because it's, you know, so low power. And there you go. That's basically the entire review. Once again, $400 for the model with the normal pin, and then an extra $50 if you want the eraser to be built in. So I can just turn this over and just erase, and then it will delete. It's kind of fun. So there you go. The Remarkable 2.
Okie dokie.
And how do you save your documents?
So it's just saved automatically, kind of as you're making
them.
Oh,
okay.
It's saved. You do have to pay extra for their cloud service to get the files to sync with their service. So you log in onto their website, and you'll have all your files kind of like a Google Drive, right? Everything that's on here will, as long as it's synced, it'll be also on their website. And then you can also upload, you know, if you have any of those book formats, you can upload them from there. If you have PDFs, it's a great PDF reader. You can upload those there. And I've used it a few times to, you know, just like skim through long, long PDFs of stuff. The other thing that I forgot to mention was on any of the notebooks, you know, you just make a ton of different types of notebooks. And I have notebooks for, like, I just have a traditional, like, to-do list. And what's really neat is you can change the background of what you're working on. So if you want it to be, like, ruled loose-leaf paper, you know, so you have some guides to write on, you can make it look like that. They also have, like, a template for a to-do list. So you can write in your to-do list and then check it off when you're done. I mean, it's just when you kind of think of, you know, what is almost the maximum potential for an e-ink tablet, it's basically this. You know, there's certain things you just can't do with it. You can't use it exactly like an iPad. You're not going to be watching videos on it.
It doesn't have, like, Bluetooth in it. You can connect it to your computer in some way.
I don't think it has Bluetooth. It does have, you can buy an accessory for a keyboard.
And
so it does have the ability to connect to a keyboard. What I don't know off the top of my head is if you can connect any keyboard. You know, if you just happen to have a Bluetooth keyboard, could it connect and you just use it that way? I'm unaware of the answer.
Okay.
I have just found it so productive making. You know, I've lived my life on a cell phone, and going back to writing things with a pen is like kind of mind blowing in a way. And I find that it really helps my process to write down my to-do list in, you know, actual writing. It helps my creative process. I'm not constantly typing or seeing pop-ups and notifications happening on my phone. It's very easy just to, like, write down, you know, all my thoughts. And because it is electronic, I have unlimited pages in here and all of the organization that I'd ever want. So I have, you know, files for all the books I have. I have multiple different checklists. I have some of my life planning, like, you know, if I want to write down all my goals and things like that, you know, I can kind of keep them in separate spaces. And also those notebooks can have separate pages. So, you know, I might do my to-do list on one, and, you know, you can endlessly scroll. And then when I'm done with that day, I'll just make a new page, and that will be page 6 out of, you know, the one I just made was page 6. Move on to page 7, start a new to-do list, endlessly scroll. It's just been a very nice, I found that the workflow has just worked fantastically for me.
Okay, so, all right.
So,
and if you want to print?
Another good question. I have never tried to print. You can definitely export your... You can definitely export everything you've created and written. And so you could just export that and print it. You probably what would be the best thing is if you could print directly from it. I don't think that that is built in. I just don't think that's built in. But yeah.
And where do you buy it?
So you can actually buy it online or Best Buy also sells it.
Oh, okay.
So you can just step into a Best Buy and pick one up. And it is, it does say, I just read this, the world's thinnest tablet. It is absurdly thin. I mean, it really feels like I'm on Star Trek, you know? Have you seen Star Trek Next Generation?
Yeah.
Where they're like doing stuff on the thinnest little tablet. It feels like it couldn't get any thinner. Like any thinner, it'd be uncomfortable. This is like as thin as it gets. It's very solid, aluminum. I mean, it feels not cheap. It's not, it is not cheap, but it doesn't, it also sure. doesn't feel cheap. Which is good. The Remarkable 2. Well, the only thing, honestly, that I wish is that they made almost a phone-sized version of it. I really wish that I could have one to stick into my pocket, in a way. Mr. Dave asks, battery life. It is e-ink, so the battery lasts extremely long time. As it's displaying stuff, it's not using any battery, basically. The only time it uses battery is when it refreshes the screen, so as you're writing, if you go to a new screen, that type of stuff, and that means that the battery lasts a really long time. I have definitely not charged this thing for probably 2 weeks. Now, I've had a pretty busy 2 weeks. I haven't been using that much, and it's at 78% battery.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I also haven't been using it a ton. So on a heavy week, probably about a week it would last. Okay. ScooterX is sending over I think their support article on the battery. The functionality, things like that. Anyway, the Remarkable 2 is there.
Sounds good.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled gadgets.
It's time to do another What the Heck Is It? Ooh. And this is it.
It's kind of guess again, the gadget. All right. This is a gadget I did pretty much exactly 4 years ago. And this is a new version of them. Cover the name.
Space walkie talkies.
They were hard to guess back then.
Oh, that's good.
Kind of looks like those walkie talkies astronauts wear.
Any idea?
Is it a glove of some kind?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, a glove.
They are flashlight gloves.
Oh.
They were bizarre back then. I think they're more bizarre now.
Is that a flashlight glove for someone who only has two fingers?
I think so.
I think several things changed. One is their USB C rechargeable. Before they had little button batteries, and it looks like this might have a bigger light in it. I remember, I think there were just two LEDs in the fingers. And let's get the box out, because I can't even remember how they go on. Little carry pouch and is this a 2-in-1? That'll be good. Let's just take a peek.
For the two gloves?
Oh, yeah, this is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
USB-C and one port, and you can charge both gloves at the same time. Light and breathable. Flashlight gloves. All right, I guess we'll go by the picture as to how you put them on. Boy,
Couple?
I guess
as Nick with a C says, maybe that's a weird way to spell couple.
Maybe.
And, it looks like a thumb goes in. A thumb. And I guess a thumb and an index finger. Oh, okay. And then I guess this wraps around. All right, that's good.
Okay.
This is where the charging port is. And now, just how do you turn them on?
Now, anyone you point at will be illuminated.
Cell power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Troubleshooting. Turn on off. They'll locate the power switch on the glove. I love it.
Oh, yes.
Locate the power switch on the glove.
Try your best. Well, it'd be nice the next if you said bullet where. Point.
Is this
keep
ridiculous?
Looking. That's the next bullet point after that in the instructions.
Okay, a diagram, not a single arrow as to where.
Shell? Isn't that
shell
a riot?
Shell power supply, right. Velcro. They labeled the Velcro, but not that power button.
Only look on
yeah.
this glove.
The battery's
the glove
in that.
I'm not wearing.
That hump.
Is this freaking ridiculous? My guess is the person who wrote the instruction book doesn't know where
they
it
didn't
is
know either. They
and just said yeah. find the on-off switch.
They said not my job and just
it was the white button.
It's the white.
It's okay. The edge of the white button.
All right, so that
oh, it's the very edge you had like tried before.
You know what? This doesn't do. I thought this was a big bright light. It doesn't do anything.
It does. It doesn't look like it would be yeah. a nice diffused. And
yes, I thought it was going to be wow.
Ooh.
Although the
so if you were fixing fuses in a fuse box or something,
if you're fixing fuses, you're old.
This would be pretty handy.
If you're fixing fuses, you need to rewire your house.
Well, oh, you know, walking the dog at night. This is great.
Absolutely.
Or picking up poop.
Any of that time, yeah, you're like, I need a friend with a light. You wouldn't.
I like these. Okay, let's see how much they were. They are, what? Boy, you know what? I paid more than that. They are, I'm recording this 3 days before the show. And right now, they're half price, $9. Only got 71 ratings, but 4.4 stars. And the company is
Coopool.
K-O-O-P-O-O-L.
Bikers might use them, too.
Oh, you know what? For bikers, too.
At night.
I guess.
To be
I
seen.
Guess they use
yeah.
them.
Runners,
like the
even.
2-in-1 USB-C. That's it. The Gizwiz with his lighted flashlight gloves.
It kind of looks like a superpower if you just glance at it. Like,
yeah.
I have illumination hands. Yeah, no, yeah. Like I feel like running would be great. You know, you don't really want to hold a flashlight.
And also, you'll be seen.
I guess your arms do move a lot. You kind of be like a dance party as you're running down the street if you're running with them on, you know. Little disco lights everywhere.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, good for a disco.
Yeah. These are fun.
They're still on sale?
Yeah,
okay, that's
still
good.
Very inexpensive. This seems like a great little thing to throw into a toolbox.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many times I'm trying to fix something, and I just need a light, an extra little light. And I think this is.
And this way, no matter what you're moving to fix, the light's with you. I think it's going to be really good for $9. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, Santa even uses it. Look at that.
Well, now you got to get him.
Even Santa can use the light-up gloves. These are Photoshops. They're so Photoshopped that it's hard to take them seriously. Just
yes, yes.
Just putting that out there.
I love that the beams coming out of that man's sleeves.
The cones of light that are apparently blinding, absolutely
yes.
Overexposing the camera right there at his. But they
that's
just cause
funny.
Just a nice little shadow there on the ground. Yeah, that's yeah. crazy.
Spaceman said Rudolph has been replaced with a glove.
That's called progress, folks. The machine of Christmas can't stand for these lazy reindeer anymore. That is so funny. Okay, with that, let's move on to Chad's Crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
I'm going to have to take a quick break here. getting a bit hungry. I'm gonna need some cup of noodles and have a little snack as we watch the Crappy Corner review.
Hey, Diggy D, so we are back at it with another Crappy Corner. Today we are taking a look at the Cup O' Noodles humidifier. Oh yeah, for those of you who just can't get enough Cup O' Noodles decor in your life, and you need to also humidify your room, there you go. This is a gadget for you. As you can see, very discounted price, $6. I was wondering, what would a Cup O' Noodles humidifier typically cost? Well, I found it online. Here is an option, $20 from Amazon. I only paid $6, and this looks almost exactly, at least from the outside photos.
It does look the same.
This looks pretty darn accurate. So,
the chat room is right.
Open this box of noodles.
Cup noodles.
Box of noodles.
Not cup of noodles.
I'll be right back after I open this box of noodles. Okie dokie.
Cup noodles.
The box. I kept on a box of noodles. I remember. It is a cup of noodles. So here it is. It is just a basic plastic cup. And then the top portion is the humidifier portion. This is a very different look. This one has like eggs and like the little things you find in like some ramen, and it even has like a peeled back lid. So it's not quite the same, but honestly, not that far off. So inside of the box, we got the humidifier. It takes a micro USB on the back. Same with the little power plug there. You also get three extra wicks for the water to kind of come up there. There's one installed already, so four in total. And then you also get a little micro USB cable. No power brick, so if you have to supply your own. So what we'll do here is we'll just take some water. It doesn't look like there's a max fill line inside of here. We'll fill up the cup with some water. We'll take the lid, put it on there, take the cord, plug it in, and then I'll use one of these with a USB on it already to give it some power. And my guess is that it'll take a little while for the wick inside, this little wick, to fill up. Maybe it's pretty quick. Let's hit the button, see what happens. I clicked it once. Is there any indication that it's working at all?
Is there a
make
red
sure
light?
That, I don't
None.
Have to like, click and
no
hold
light.
Or something.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Can press the control button to turn it on.
Kind of annoying when you don't know
press
if it's working,
but
I guess.
Press the control button again to enter intermediate mist mode. And press it a third time to power off. Well, I've clicked it once. I've clicked it twice. Let's click it a third time. Who knows? I can hear it.
Oh, okay.
It's trying to humidify right now. we'll come back once it starts spitting out some mist. We have figured out the issue.
Wow.
It did take me about 5 minutes to fully figure it out. Basically, this wick had to be fully dunked for the very first time I used it. It was just a little bit dry at the very top. You had to unscrew it, unstick it in, dunk it all the way in, and now it's operating as intended. This is one of those cool mist humidifiers, so the steam coming out of here is cold. It is not, you know, a hot steam, so it's not going to hurt anyone or anything around it. We've seen these a few times, and this one... pretty cute. $6 only. And so I would say it works. It's very crummy. It doesn't even have a power brick. I'm worried it might catch on fire at any moment. But it does work, and it was only $6. So it's a good Crappy Corner gadget.
what if you put soup in it? Would you have chicken flavor? I mean,
the instructions do say that it can't even handle diffused oil. It can't even, you know,
oh, okay.
Oil diffuser. It can't even do that. So I highly doubt. I forgot to test the intermediate step. You know, you click it once. This is the intermediate. I don't know if you can tell, but it's going off and then it, so it's off now and then it goes on and then it turns off again. That's the intermediate step. So if you need half it on for half the time, that's
cute. I mean, for $6, it's fun.
Yeah, I've learned today that it's cup noodles. I thought it was cup o' noodles my whole
life. Is it
life.
Not cup of noodles?
Apparently not. Who was it? I think of.
I always thought it was cup o noodles.
Cup noodles is what this website says.
Oh, it is
cup noodles.
Oh, cup noodles.
Now, is this the actual product or is this something else?
The label.
Yeah, that's the label I remember. But also, Ramen is like the one.
Yeah.
Cup of noodles. Let's see if I'm just gonna like look through all the brands here. Huel makes an instant noodle thing. Since when does that happen?
Yeah, it's cup noodles.
Cup noodles. I had no idea. Here, this is what I'm thinking of. What is this? This. What are you called? Wait, not you. Well, it's the same thing, but that's a big pack of six. I guess it doesn't say cup o noodles or anything on it.
No.
My whole life has been a lie.
Wow.
Well, I learned something today. Cup noodles.
Yeah. I thought it was cup of noodles, and they called it cup noodles to avoid an infringement.
That's what I thought. That's
now
so
we
funny.
Know. Cup noodles.
I picked this up at Marshall's.
I like Marshall's.
Yeah, Marshall's is great. It is definitely a bit of a different store than where I was before, which was at Walmart, you know, where you can kind of find. So Marshall is a bit more of a hodgepodge of
auction. Yes, a crapshoot.
It really is. But I picked this one up at Marshall's is where I found it. Some folks are sharing a few different humidifiers that they found around. But honestly, Five Below is also a spot that I've gotten plenty of these type of cool humidifiers.
Oh, okay.
It might not be cup noodles themed, but if you really need one of these cold humidifiers that are about this size, Five Below definitely, I think, or you know, any of those type of discount stores would have one. So there you go. Cup noodles, humidifier. And on Monday, we'll have one more sale gadget. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from a frequent contributor, Jeff Smolovitz. He always starts it with, "Good evening, gentlemen," and I'm assuming he means us. Anyway.
You need to start off with, "Good evening, degenerates," or something. What do we need? Good evening. Yeah.
Gentlemen. Wow.
Dunba hosts. You know, something like that, wow. I think.
So he has I won't read his letter because he sort of explains it. It's kind of fun. So this is Jeff's warehouse video.
Hey, Dick and Chad, it's Jeff from New York with a gadget warehouse video.
Ah,
no.
Hello.
Well, you're kind of right. It is a pillow.
Oh, thank you. You read my mind.
It has to relate to bone conduction headphones.
Oh.
Without further ado, this is it. This is the whole gadget. It has silicone on both sides.
If this is what I think it is.
Different colors. There's the charging port. The only good thing going for it is the USB-C. There's the power button. No and way. What this is.
A speaker?
It has to relate to a pillow. It has to relate to bone conduction headphones. It's called a bone conduction speaker. And the concept is that if you're sleeping next to somebody, they won't be able to hear any sound coming from it via Bluetooth. The only problem is the person who it's intended to sleeping on the pillow can't really hear it at all. So it kind of does its job on both ends, but doesn't
Dang
really
it.
Work out. It's not the reason I bought it. I thought it'd be great to be able to sleep, listen to anything via Bluetooth, any nice sounds as well to help you sleep, like maybe white noise, but it doesn't make any noise, and I'll demonstrate it as well. And again, you have to probably be putting it under your pillow, which I did. You can hear it kind of, but it's still
it'll be deafened.
Not really
from
great, especially if you're trying to listen to a podcast or something.
Yeah.
So I'll play your theme music right now, and I'll get really close.
That's yeah, no, that's, there's no way.
Is the loudest? It is. Yeah.
No way.
Videos and you can maybe not hear it.
You're supposed to put a pillow between that? No way.
$20. I'll double check. And it's definitely going back. So it's $20 back in my pocket from Amazon. And, you know, I don't understand how this is considered bone conduction when this works awesome because it's actually on your head.
Yeah, the aftershocks.
You shouldn't call this bone conduction speaker. They should just call it a pillow speaker. But
I think
again,
Nick with a C may have
it. Well, and like I said, it's going back. So love your show. Keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Nick with a C says, maybe if you tape it to your face. That's the only thing I could possibly think of is that instead of putting it pillow and then your head, maybe you're supposed to put pillow it and then your head. And so you're that doesn't seem very common. I would not want that.
No, it's interesting because this is the second time I've seen this on the Amazon page. At the bottom, it says, "It says this is a frequently returned." item.
Wow.
So that does not bode well.
No.
For the bone pillow that is frequently returned.
That there you, is
hey, wow, it's $28.
Yeah, not cheap. Not cheap. But no, there's no way. The I just realized the my theory of pillow device head? No. Look at the image. It's device pillow.
Yeah.
Bone conduction spot. There's no way. What is sleep? You know, I've been wanting to know. What is sleep? That is really suspicious that when you have an entire carousel of images and you use your second image for what is sleep, you're not talking about your product, it seems like. Suspicious.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's suspicious to me. Why are you filling that's your image carousel? I don't know. Who knows? I'm maybe thinking about
it. Scroll down to the bottom. See if it shows up for you, too.
Yeah. Where would that be around the reviews, you think?
No. A little further up. I think right under where you buy it.
Product description. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
near, back near up. The purchase button.
Yeah. A little further.
Now, I am not signed in, so maybe it would show
up. Oh, that
up.
Might be. It might be a helpful thing
that
people who are signed in. Yes, they just won their Amazon.
Yeah, they only
customers.
Care about their Prime customers. If you're coming from outside the walled garden, you can buy it. That's fine.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
That is funny. Very interesting. It seems like a great solution to a product. When I first saw the gadget, I was like, I might get this. This seems way cool. Mostly also because I've constantly been trying to find a good option to keep, in my, I've tried those cocoon night buds.
Yes.
I've tried the little wrap things that have the speakers in. I've tried so many different options to listen to stuff at night. And still to this day, the best option is just hit play on my phone, which
I just stick my phone under the pillow and listen to it through that way.
That actually might not be if the bone conduction option, that might be the best option.
Yeah, just stick your phone under the pillow.
Just regulate the volume so you can hear it and you don't think it's...
Exactly.
That's not a bad option. Very good. Got the money back, says Jeff Adam. That's good. Okay, I don't think I'm gonna get anything. That's great. Thank you so much for the warehouse. How can people send in?
So we're always looking for gadgets. This is great. We love gadgets that you bought and hated as much as we like gadgets you bought and loved. We especially like gadgets that are sitting in the garage or in the basement because they're years old. And we have one of those videos coming up soon with a video from Sweden about it. An old, old gadget.
Oh, cool.
Anything, make a video. Yeah. Anything, make a video. 1 to 3 minutes, like Jeff, horizontal format. Make sure we can hear you and see the product. You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there'll be a drop-down menu. You want to click unlisted if you only want certain people to see it, like us. Send us the link, And if we use it on the show, we're using 99% of everything. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. It goes to mail at gizwiz.tv when you get the URL. And we have like one new video. We love it when someone who's never sent in a video sends in a video. So do it. It's so easy. Just use your phone and click away for 1 to 3 minutes. Or yeah. Don't click away. Just record it.
Yeah.
That's
record
it.
Mail away.
gizwiz.tv. Yes, record away. Good.
With that, let's move on to the letter.
All right, as usual, Mo Tories, who finds the most bizarre stuff, asks us, do you think this would work? Now, it's a very weird gadget, but if I had one, I would tell you how I would use it. So okay. Here's the gadget.
This is going to be a live reaction. I have not seen.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Porch Pal, anti-theft.
No, it's this one. Wait, the outdoor... delivery box that hides your packages.
Oh, so it looks, it's a, oh, wait a second. Oh.
Okay, so
what's not obvious to me in the beginning, I thought that you would turn this thing over, but the top of it is just straight up open. But when you're looking at it from the curb, you can't tell that there's a package in behind it, because, right, the walls are up high enough that... you can't see the package, but when you walk up to the door, I guess you can just see the package? There is no top. You can just see it.
There is no top. But, you know, you were kind of right. I thought, I'm not going to pay $59, but you could probably build this for $20.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, since the UPS guy I have comes all the time, and if I had a porch, I would turn it over and say, when you come up, just push it away from the wall, throw the package right in there behind it. And then someone walking by would just see greenery all around.
Right, right. This works and good for if you have a big front yard that, you know, people don't
just
walk. And not quite in New York, where you're already 3 feet from the door anyway.
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's good.
I think they're trying to fool anyone with this little thing right here, because I can see right in the top of it.
You're exactly right. Especially our building that's 3 steps down. So from the street, you can look in. Oh, the Gizwiz got stuff.
It's like an amphitheater. You can see right in there. This is easy.
Exactly.
That's very funny. Well,
this is doubtful.
Doubtful. To answer Mo's question, I think that this would work. I think, I agree, $59 is just too expensive. What would be great is if it was like $12 made out of plastic and you throw the thing up there and it's just a very simple, very inexpensive way to just block the view that you have a box sitting there. It seems like a... Brilliant idea. I like it.
But you're right. In a big house where people just drive by.
In the right situation, this seems so good, because also, it's got to be such a hassle. You know, we've seen the big metal boxes where the deliverer can open it and put it in there. It's nice and secure. And definitely, I mean, in a perfect world, yeah, why not? But I'm sure that the deliverers probably find them a tad bit annoying, you gotta kind of almost like tell them, you know, you gotta put in the special instructions, make sure you put it in the thing. This seems so much more obvious. It's a hidden spot. It seems self-explanatory, I guess, which is a really cool.
And it got great reviews. Did you go back to that for a minute? Boy, 4.7, only 86 people, but 81% gave it 5 stars.
I think this is just so clever. It's one of those ideas that it's almost like, why hadn't we thought of this before?
Yeah. Mo, you found something.
I love it. In fact, it doesn't even, you know, I'm just realizing it doesn't even need to look like a plant. It could literally just be a box. the point of it is you have to walk up. You'd have to, like, go and spy, see if there's anything in there. And that's already super suspicious. You know, as long as it's, as long as you don't know, it's like a Schrodinger's box. Is there an Amazon package in there? I don't know. It's not worth it. I'm not even going to check. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Very cool. I think this is a really neat gadget, Mo. This is a cool one to look at.
A fun item. Mo, thank you. That was great.
Thank you so much. With that, we're getting to the end of our show. If you want to watch it live, head on over to gizwiz.tv. Around 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, we'll go live with a live stream, and you can watch us record. Once again, reminder, next Monday will be the next recording. We're going to skip that Thursday because it'll be already recorded, and then the next Thursday will be our next show. There is the schedule change right at the top of the website. Huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back. Head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and there's a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. There's also on that page a tiny little link that will send you to PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody who supports our show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, because we love doing it. We love being here.
We do. We actually do.
It's great.
What the heck is it?
What the heck is
almost,
it? Oh, my God.
Almost
this is
over.
The last moment. The last
almost.
Moment.
Monday will be the last
The last moment. Gizwiz.biz, the Sickity's website. He writes articles about all the gadgets that we talk about. So if you ever need a reminder, a link back, head on over there. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? If you're watching the live stream or getting this downloaded, this is really your last chance to get in your vote, because at the end of April, it goes away and a new gadget will replace it. So you got to get your guesses in now. And I got to say, this one is crazy. This is back when they would do the electroshock therapy on Build-A-Bears. So yeah, that was a crazy accessory back then, the electroshock Build-A-Bear accessory. If you think you know what this gadget is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. Get a guess in, and this is what you're playing for, an autographed version of Mad Roasts Comedy, signed by Dickie D himself. So get a guess
exactly.
in.
Gizwiz. And a hint. Dozens and dozens of people know what this is.
Ah.
So you are better off.
Much better
with
off.
A funny answer, because your chances of winning are twice as much.
Yes. Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of people got it. So if you want a chance, make it funny. Make it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.